We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go into the coup de grace, the final hour on a pain-free Friday on C2C from New York. Look who it is. It's Elvis in the building. Denny Bernstein from NHL Radio on Sirius XM and a heavy contributor to our hockey coverage here on Coast to Coast. Always good to see you, Dennis. And I want to start with Ovi because he's playing tonight and then he's playing a lot. Like Carver Hyde thinks it's at the horse track against the Islanders. Yeah. That he thinks that this record will be broken. So he thinks that basically tonight he's going to have a couple goals in this game. Do you think he gets it done against the Islanders? When is that game, Sunday or Saturday?
I think it's Sunday. He's never scored on Sorokin, though. But here's the thing. When he was going for 800, he played in Chicago, needed a hat trick to get the 800, and he got it. So if you believe in what happened in the past might happen tonight, you might want to lay a little wood on him getting it tonight, but people think either Sorokin on Sunday or I think they play the Blue Jackets on Tuesday or next week. So I think a lot of people are thinking they have two games against the Blue Jackets, but he's going to break it, Scotty. It's just a question of when before the season's over because they're going to be looking for him. They've basically clinched the Metro Division, so it's going to be interesting to see when he does break the record.
Yeah, like I'm looking for the game where he plays – after they play the Canes on Thursday, and I'm just looking to see if he's got a game anywhere, you know, before that. I'm not seeing it.
No, he doesn't. You're right. He's got
it's Sunday and Thursday.
Yep, it's Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday after Sunday. It's an afternoon game with the Islanders. So that's the next four games. Yep, you're right.
So what, they play the Islanders twice?
No, they play the Blue Jackets twice next week. So they go at Islanders, Carolina, and then two with the Blue Jackets.
Okay, so that's what they end with.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they play the Islanders again on the 15th.
So what do you think of him? Like what he's done? Like he's I said yesterday he's won the cup and he'll be the greatest scorer in the history of the NHL with the unobtainable goal of passing Gretzky that no one thought would ever be broken. My whole life, they said it would never be broken, but he's going to break that, and he's going to win a Stanley Cup. And I think he can go to his grave one of the greatest, if not the greatest player ever.
Yeah, well, greatest player ever, I don't know, because Wayne's totals on the assists dominate. But you're right, Scotty. This record was never going to be broken. Like when he went to 600, people started saying, oh, okay, maybe – but not like this. Like, he's going to clear the bar easily. And here's the thing, Scotty. It's a really good team this year, the Washington Capitals. So if he breaks the record and they win the cup, it would be a second ring. What's there to play for next season? Like, he might retire. He might go back to Russia after this year if they win the cup. I really think that's a possibility because there's nothing more to do. His legacy is cemented. And if you're a two-time cup winner, maybe to get a third cup if they win again to meet you at match Sid. But other than that, there's nothing more for this guy to do. He is the greatest goal scorer, period. Not of our generation, not of the 2000s, period. It's a massive record. This is a major, major sporting event.
So the rivalry with Crosby was really his biggest thing of his career until this. Like, it was his whole career was defined by his rivalry against Sid. And Sid got three cups. He got one. But now this supersedes that.
Yeah, exactly. Because Sid's not going to break any records. this guy's going to break the record that, like you mentioned, was unattainable. That's when you talk about great Gretzky at 8-9, it's unattainable. That was the adjective you would use. And it's not the case. This guy, he's scoring what? He's got 39 goals at 39 years of age. It doesn't happen. This is like a unicorn. This should be celebrated. And it's great because the team is playing well. Now, I thought coming into the season, maybe to be 500, they certainly wouldn't be like this, where they actually might win the President's Trophy. So he's doing it in the context of such all this winning. It's even a better record because he's doing it in the space of having a team that could win the Stanley Cup.
And almost the same amount of games. Gretzky by yes. Two more games. Now he's got, you know, two games to do it in the same amount of games, the 894. It's crazy. I'll never forget when Wayne did it. Like, I was living in L.A. Mm-hmm. You were living in L.A., right, when it happened? I'll never forget it. I'll never forget Bob Miller. There it is.
Yep, his call. Yep, yep. He broke the record. And now, you know, Bob Miller's not going to call. I mean, the question is, like, who's going to be calling? It's going to be probably John Walt and Joe Beninati on TV. So it's something that should be celebrated. And you see ESPN is covering every game. Every game's going to be covered from here. And here's the thing, Scotty. If he were to get cold, I think his last game of the year is against the Penguins in Pittsburgh.
So oh, God.
Maybe you want to sit him down for a couple of games and let him break the record with sit on the ice in Pittsburgh for the last game of the season. So, but it's this is this is something
that
yeah, I know. Well, that team is roof. You might score three in that game alone. I don't know.
I'm going to watch him play the Devils at the Rock on next Friday night. I'm going to watch him. They're so awful. I asked my buddy, I go, can I get Ranger tickets? He goes, no. I go, can I get Penguin tickets? He goes, no problem.
Yeah.
Hey, how was that Kings game last night? How'd they pull that out for me on the puck line?
They pulled it out because Darcy Kemper, the goaltender, is their MVP without question. I think they got outshot 26-7 at one point. They got a very fortunate bounce on a goal, and they got 2 4-on-4 goals. But they found a way, and now, you know, they might get the 2 seed, so they may have Hovind's vengeance. Scotty, it's going to be Kings and Oilers round 4 in a couple of weeks. And I think of all the Kings teams that have played the Oilers over the last 4 seasons, this is the team that could beat them because they're better, they're tougher, they've got more scoring, and the Oilers are not the same team that went to Game 7 against the Panthers last year.
Are the Leafs going to avoid the Panthers and Lightning because of the position that they put themselves in?
Yeah, they're in position to, but they're going to play Ottawa in the first round. And I'm not sure they want to play Ottawa, Scotty. Linus Allmark's doing great. That's a huge rivalry. Those fans are going to be going crazy. But yeah, they're in position to win the division. Yeah, no, and you're right. You're right. And I think from them, the Leafs have won 2 division titles since 1967. The Panthers don't care. They've won the cup. The Tampa Bay Lightning have won 2 cups. So I think it's really important for the Maple Leafs to feel good going into the playoffs to get that number 1 seed in the Atlantic and do play Ottawa. Because, yes, you're right, they're a lesser team, but they've been playing better, and they finally got a goaltender, and that's what separates them from Detroit and Buffalo. They found a goaltender. Those 2 teams haven't, and that's why they're out of the playoffs.
So what do you think? Does Montreal, they've won 3 in a row, and I've hit all 3 of those games. I've been betting on them left and right. They own Florida's ass. Are they going to get the last spot, or are the Rangers going to catch them?
No, I love the way they played last night. Like, Boston's lost 10 in a row. They've dominated that team. I still think the Rangers might get in, but I have to favor the Habs because they believe in themselves. And Nick Suzuki's been a great number 1 center. So, and I don't think they're going to lose another game at home. So I give a slight edge to the Habs, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was Caps and Rangers in round 1.
So the Blues have won 11 in a row, and they won in overtime over the Penguins last night. They just keep winning. I think those two, St. Louis and Minnesota's a done deal. I only got 15 seconds, brother.
Yeah, 1-2. And Vegas better watch out playing St. Louis in the first round. That's going to be tough for them.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. I think the Western Conference playoffs are going to be phenomenal. All right, enjoy the Caps game tonight and hockey over the weekend. Have a great weekend. Say hi to my mama for me. Always a pleasure, Dennis.
Love you, Scotty. You're the best.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's NBA tonight. There's plenty of games to break down here on C2C.
There certainly is. Let's go to this evening in the NBA. We'll start with the Kings, who have had all kinds of problems lately, and they're in Charlotte against the Hornets. Now, they're laying 10.5 on the road, but that certainly didn't matter in D.C. the other night. The total's 215.5.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, so I wanted to see, you know, they lost in D.C., and I took the Wizards in that game at Capital One. I don't think they're losing tonight. I really don't. I mean, they've been having problems, but this Charlotte team has been licking stamps. They're mailing it in. They're finished. They're done. Put a fork in them.
Utah is in Indiana against the Pacers. Some real heavy lumber here. In fact, I think, yes, the heavy lumber of the night. 16.5 for Indiana. 238.5 the total.
I mean, Utah stinks. I think that I honestly believe the Pacers should win this game by 20 or more. I mean, they're at home. They're playing a hack team. And the Pacers are good. Like, get it done, for Christ's sakes, and bury them. Win the game by 20. What's the problem?
That's what they should do. The Suns are in Boston against the Celtics tonight. Celtics minus 13.5, 226.5 the total.
I mean, I watched the Suns team the other night. They're awful. Okay, so without Durant, and I think Reynolds just hit a home run. It's 4-1 Yankees. So he just tagged Fried for a shot to left. Anyway, I watched the Suns. This team is awful right now. I'm going to watch them Sunday night. The Knicks are going to kill them. They're going to kill them at the Garden. That's what's going to happen. And what's going to happen tonight is they're going to get killed in Boston at the Garden. I think the Celtics blow them out. 14, I'm not even sweating. The way they shoot, the way that the Celtics move the ball and shoot, they'll be up by 30 at the half.
The Pistons are in Toronto tonight against the Raptors. 11.5 point favorites on the road here. 226.5 the total.
I tried to, you know, run with the Raptors last night, right? And they couldn't handle their business at home against the Blazers. How the hell are they going to handle their business against the Pistons? They're not. I like the Pistons by 12 or more here.
The Blazers, after the win last night, now are in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. Bulls minus 6.5, 234.5 the total.
I think this could be closer than 6. I like the Bulls to win. I don't think they cover the number.
Yeah, I like the Blazers with the 6.5 tonight. I think that the Blazers are going to be involved here. They're playing for a little something. They are slowly getting themselves back.
And the Bulls are already in.
Bulls are already in. There's not much on the line for them. You know, Portland's 3 back in the loss. And Sacramento and Phoenix lose every night. If Portland can win some games here, they might make it interesting over the last week to maybe get themselves sneak in the back door.
You think Charlotte's beating the Kings tonight, even the way they've been losing?
Well, the Kings have been losing games every night. You know, even not just so much tonight. You know, the Kings still have the Cavs, the Pistons, the Nuggets, the Clippers, the Suns. After tonight, they got tough games. If Portland can keep winning, they might be able to make up a game or two here or there before the end of the season and maybe get involved in that. All right, next up for you, let's go to Houston, Thunder and the Rockets. It's like strange to me when I don't see a Thunder line now double digits, right? It's kind of strange when they're single-digit favorites. They're 6.5-point road favorites in Houston, 227.5 the total.
I mean, I just, I think Houston's great, but this other team is just so much better than everybody. I got to take the Thunder. I got to do it. And you know, 6 isn't enough against that team. I mean, they'll be up 6 and 5 seconds into the game. I mean, like, they just destroy everybody. Like, it doesn't matter who they play. So, I mean, if anyone can do it, it's Sengun and the Rockets. But I still don't – I just can't get in front of them. All they do is win.
That's all they do, that's for sure. The Cavs are in San Antonio to see the Spurs. They could stay in town and watch the Final Four tomorrow, too, if they want. They're 12.5-point favorites on the road, 241.5, big total.
The Rogie Vachon play of the night, the Spurs in the 13 at the Frostbank. Look, I think this is a big weekend down there. You got a NBA game tonight. You got the Final Four tomorrow night. You got the TPC, the Gasoline Alley Open going on down there. I mean, it is a party down there. Why can't the Spurs get involved in the festivities and at least cover, make a game of it?
How about that? Yeah, you know, maybe they can here this evening. And that's a bit pretty big number they've got against the Cavs. The Nuggets are at the Chase in San Francisco as they take on the Warriors. Nuggets -1.5. The road favorite, 236.5 the total. Now, I've seen game time, obviously, Curry, Butler, all the guys from last night. I mean, this is a tight race for these seeds in the West. They're not going to punt this game tonight, are they? I mean, these guys are going to play on a back-to-back.
Well, I heard Kersey's playing all of them. I'll take the Dubs at home at the Chase. They never lose there.
Then there you go. I'll go with the Warriors as well. A lot of lumber here, too. Pelicans, 15.5 at the Crypto against the Lakers, 222.5 total.
Yeah, I think they'll F around with them and not cover.
Man, that is a lot, 15.5, and a back-to-back for the Lakers to boot. And the Mavs are also in Los Angeles, but they're at the Intuit Dome against the Clippers. Clippers -10.5, 226.5 the total.
Is AD playing?
Is AD playing? Let's see here. I've got AD as a game-time decision. I have.
Well, if he plays, they'll cover. So wait till tip-off. You know, 2 minutes before the game, place your bet. If he's
playing tonight and tomorrow against the Clippers, back-to-back, same two teams, same night. So he's not going to play both nights. We'll see if he plays tonight or not. But they're playing the Clippers two nights in a row at the Intuit Dome.
Well, he didn't play last night, so why wouldn't he play tonight?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's talk some college football with our buddy Rich Sermonello.
Hey, Scott, last week we talked about the top offensive players coming out of the transfer portal. Going to head on over to defense this week. I got a handful of guys I'm going to try to get through. Going to begin off the edge with Damon Wilson, the second former Georgia Bulldog, now at Missouri. I think he's got a shot to be one of the top pass rushers in the country now that he's out of Athens. It's easy to get lost in the shuffle in Georgia. So much talent, so many 4- and 5-star players. Damon Wilson was looking to kind of have that spotlight to himself. I think he's going to have that at Missouri. 6'3", 245, scratched the surface of his potential last year. Great speed off the edge. Long arms, terrific pass rusher. Now is going to bookend Scotty with Zion Young in Columbia. Stays in the SEC, so he's going to have that big spotlight. But I think there's going to be more reps, more opportunities to get sacks. Love Damon Wilson at Missouri. Interesting for Missouri, they pick up the veteran. They lose the future, Williams Wanneri, the top pass rusher in the 2024 high school recruiting class, 5-star blue chipper, decides to leave Mizzou and go to Nebraska. Matt Rhule continues to secure big-time talent. He gets Dylan Raiola. In 2024 on offense, this year he gets Williams Wanneri, 6'7", 255. I think he can have a breakout season as well. Now let's head to the secondary. One of my favorite safeties, Dylan Thienemann from Purdue. Nobody really knows the kid because he was playing at Purdue. It was a mess over the past couple of seasons. But Thienemann was a freshman All-American in 2023, 6 interceptions, led the Boilermakers in tackles the past 2 years, playing at an All-American level, but nobody knows it. Now he goes to Oregon. He gets a big spotlight. He gets an opportunity to not only prepare like a champion, has a great work ethic, but actually win titles at Oregon. I love what Dan Lanning continues to do in the secondary through the portal. Year after year, he gets Thienemann at safety. He gets Theron Johnson this year from Northwestern, all Big Ten cornerback. So he continues to rebuild that Ducks secondary on the fly through the portal. One more out of the secondary, Scott. Takario Davis out of Arizona. I thought he would be a first or second round draft choice later this month for the NFL draft. Decides to stay in school and join forces with his former Arizona coach, Jed Fish. Fish now in his second season at Washington. Picks off Takario Davis, 6'4", 190. Ball hawk, great length. I think he's going to fit in very well at Washington, a program I like a lot this offseason. Watch the Huskies year two in the Big Ten. Could be a big season for Jed Fish in Washington up in Seattle.
All right, great stuff, Rich. Thank you. Have a good weekend, buddy. Always good to have you on Coast to Coast talking college football. How about some NFL skinny, Carver High? I know you got some.
We got a couple of other things. Yeah, Arizona signs tight end Trey McBride to a four-year, $76 million extension. That makes him the highest paid tight end ever. Trey McBride.
How is that involved. Possible? Like, who the hell is Trey McBride?
He catches a lot of passes. He does catch a lot of balls. The highest paid tight end ever seems like a bridge too far. But they've crossed it. They've crossed it, and they've now done that. So congratulations to him, I suppose. The Bears signed quarterback Case Keenum to a one-year deal worth $3 million. I guess they're still trying to get some veteran leadership around Caleb Williams this coming year. Surround him with some guys who have been around. Got to have backup.
Steelers don't have anybody. I mean, but, you know, the Bears are loading up their quarterback room.
Plenty of guys in there. Today is also, I believe it's already happened, the Colorado Showcase. Everyone headed to Boulder to watch Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter for the last time before the NFL draft. They heard Hunter was running routes for Sanders out there in Boulder today. Everybody very excited about the
Sanders
Colorado Showcase.
Sanders said today that teams would be fools if they didn't draft him.
He's done. I'll say this for him. He's very confident in himself heading into the draft. He's very confident in where he should go. And finally, the Steelers are teaming up with Borussia Dortmund in a new partnership to expand their presence in each other's markets. Steeler football in Dortmund. Everybody will be into it this coming
Black
fall.
And gold, baby. That's why I root for Dortmund. They fit Black right in gold. In Pittsburgh.
Going to get some Dortmund soccer bars in Pittsburgh now, too. They got to go across the pond.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
5-1 Yankees now, and you would think that Shelton would come out and yank Helen Keller at this point. He's in the 90s throwing pitches, getting roughed up by the Bombers at PNC in their home opener, so easy work for the Yankees. We talked hockey with Denny, but we didn't really reflect on everything that's gone on like last night around the NHL other than that Kings game, so let's get into some hockey. Everybody loves hockey.
Yeah, why don't we do that here? Why don't we start with the Habs? A big win for them. They beat the Bruins 4-1. So they now have 81 points. They're in the second wild card slot. They have 2 points up on the Rangers, 4 points up on Columbus. They are 6 points up on Detroit. There's no reason to go any further than that. And in fact, Detroit's probably finished as well. So really, it's the Rangers and Columbus who are kind of within shouting distance of Montreal. Then Columbus got whacked last night too. They lost 7-3 to Colorado. So they've got problems as well. The Senators did beat Tampa 3-1. So Toronto still 3 points on Tampa, 4 points on Florida for that top spot in the Atlantic, which means a lot. You don't want to be playing any of those other teams. That's for sure. Cale Makar in that Colorado game, first 30 goal season by a defenseman since 2008-2009. Quite the year for Makar, that's for sure. The Avs clinched a playoff spot as well. He's a player. The Blues win their 11th in a row, but they had to work real hard. The Penguins scored with like seconds left in the game to send it to overtime, and then the Blues were able to get the winner in OT as they continue to just win every single night. They're now the first wild card in the Western Conference. They've passed Minnesota as well, Scotty.
They're going to the playoffs.
Well, they're going to the playoffs, all right. The question is now, are they playing so good that they're going to – are they going to get into that top five? Can they beat those top five teams? Can they beat a Winnipeg, a Colorado, a Dallas, an Edmonton, a Vegas once
Why
we get
not?
Into the playoffs?
The way they're playing, they win every night. I mean, they're hotter than a pancake on a skillet.
They're red hot, that's for sure. Stars did beat the Preds 5-1. The Iron Man streak of Captain Jamie Benn is done at 371 games. And that was, I don't know if that was a DeBoer thing or not either. He's like maintenance. Didn't sound like he was that hurt, Jamie Benn. But he misses his first game in just over 4 years. Kings beat Utah, you talked about. Flames beat the Ducks. Jets beat Vegas. And the Oilers beat the Sharks. If the playoffs started today, and we are 2 weeks away, Stanley Cup playoffs start 2 weeks from tomorrow. That's Saturday. 2 weeks away, and this is what you would get if it was today. Tampa against Florida in the first round, Carolina and New Jersey. Toronto would play Ottawa. Washington would play Montreal. You would get Dallas, Colorado in the West. L.A., Edmonton for the 900th year in a row in the West. You would get St. Louis playing Vegas and Winnipeg against Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, give me the West again. The Jets are playing who? Dallas is playing Colorado.
The Jets,
Vegas is playing who?
Vegas would play St. Louis right now.
Wow, they'd have their hands full. That's what Denny said, right? And then L.A. and Edmonton, which will be, what, 4 years in a row of that?
Yeah, they've seen each other a lot. But the thing is, can L.A. finally beat them? Seems like Edmonton beats them every year. Can L.A. finally beat Edmonton in the playoffs? They've had a lot of problems with
them. Didn't Draisaitl just get injured?
They've both of those guys have been banged up here or there. But I think that this LA team is better than the last few years. I think it's a better LA team.
They got a shot.
What they do out on the ice. So I think they do have a shot to maybe crack that egg. They're only 3 points back of Vegas for first now.
So I want to ask you, do you think that the Devils, without Hughes, because they're still going to the playoffs, have a shot at all against Carolina?
I think they have no shot.
That's a
no shot. Now, Carolina always
jumped
they
in.
Always
nope.
pike. They always pike in the playoffs, Carolina, but they beat the teams they're supposed to beat generally. So without Hughes, I don't see how the Devils have a shot.
And what about Panthers and Lightning? Who do you like there?
Man, it's tight.
That's brutal.
You know, I really am gonna. I've got to keep subscribing to that. I want to go after Florida because
they're better.
I think Florida's better, but I think I would take Tampa in the series. Like I'm gonna keep going. I just don't believe they're doing it 3 years in a row. They've been to the end 2 years in a row. This could be an early exit. If they were playing someone else, maybe they win, but against Tampa, hated rival, two other teams have been playing each other every year. I think Tampa could get them this year in that first round.
And lastly, Dallas
series.
And Colorado, who do you like there? They're both so good.
Man, I wish they weren't playing in the first round. That's like a West Final type of matchup.
It is.
You're going to get in the first round. I think as much as I think I have Colorado tickets, but I think Dallas is better than Colorado now. I do think Dallas is better than them.
I don't know,
and the
goaltending
is better.
I think Colorado's lethal, and I'll give you the goaltending. I'll give you that, but I think it's going to be the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs is going to be better than the NCAA tournament. The NCAA tournament was not good until the regionals. That's all there is to it.
It's going to be good. There's no question about it. As far as tonight, we only have three games. I'll start the Islander game with this. I remember we talked about Wah laying out Anthony Duclair the other night after the game, gave him the business. Well, he's taking time away from the team after Waz comments the other night. They had a talk at practice yesterday, and apparently he needs to go clear his head or something like that. You know what? I hope he takes all the time he needs all the way to another team in the offseason. Take your time all the way to there. Just hasn't worked out. And that's honestly, that's kind of a, you know, I don't love that. I don't love that we, I mean, get back out there and prove the guy wrong, you know? Get back out there and show him.
He sounds like a quitter.
What he said isn't true. That's precisely what he sounds like, is a quitter. Now, tonight, the Islanders, for some reason, and I know Minnesota's lost three games in a row, but the Islanders, for some reason, they've lost six in a row. They're favored tonight at the horse track. -125. The Wild are +105 at 5.5. And the Wild can't lose this game. They need this game more than the Islanders.
I cannot bet on the Islanders. They're done.
They have completely let go of the rope. You cannot bet the Islanders under any circumstances.
They've wrapped
tonight.
A rope around their neck.
Carolina has owned Detroit. I think they've beat them 6 in a row and 11 out of 12. Their favorites in Detroit tonight, -190. Red Wings are +160.
I'll take the Canes then if they beat them every time they play them. I mean, why not?
Beat them every time. They own them. Canes own the Red Wings. Their place in Detroit, everywhere.
And they've been winning. You know, so whatever. Like, they're going. The Red Wings are done.
They're done. And finally, the Blackhawks, who are horrible. I mean, this season can't end fast enough for them. They're in D.C. where the Caps are -4 Bills. Now, we know what's really all that matters here tonight. Caps are going to beat the Blackhawks. We know that. How many goals for Ovi tonight?
How about Denny saying three tonight?
Well, three you can get for 20-1. I did this earlier on the NHL Today show. 20-1 for him to score three goals tonight, which is it's a bad price. Usually guys for hat tricks, even the best players, are like 45, 50, 60-1. So they're making you pay because it's Ovi tonight. I think he'd still say he gets two tonight. And he gets one on Sunday against the Islanders. I think that's how it's going to go down. That'll be my
Ovi plan.
He's
never scored on Sorokin ever.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
He's a mess too.
So I'm not concerned about it. He's a mess too, like you say. So there you go, hockey.
Everybody loves hockey. We'll talk to Coach Young when we come back about his final four projections for Saturday night in San Antonio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're telling me that Harman's Sporting Goods is leading at the Gasoline Alley Open in San Antonio at TPC?
He is right now. He's through 12 in his second round, and he's 5-under for the day, 11-under for the tournament. Keith Mitchell's 1-under today. He's at 9-under. Your boy Sam Ryder's on the Storm, who was the first-round leader yesterday. He shot 2-over this morning, so he fell back to 7-under. So Harman, Mitchell, Ryder, Wallace, Berger hanging around. The little Argentinian with a big heart, Emiliano Griot, there at 6-under, too. final weekend before the
Masters.
How
about the postman always rings twice at 5-under today?
Yes, that is that's one of Stewie's guys. He's got the postman always rings twice. So you got a few of those guys that are hanging near the top. So nice job by all of them.
I told my buddy to go. He's at the Final Four in San Antonio. I said, you need to go to the Spurs-Cavs tonight at the Frost Bank. You need to go to the Final Four games tomorrow. Get all kinds of gassed up. Sunday, when you're strung out, go for the Bloody Marys early, brunch, and then hit the golf course all day for the final round of the Gasoline Alley Open, the Valero. And then Monday, show up for the championship game at the Alamo Dome. Perfect weekend. He said, I'll go broke doing that. I said, that's what I'd do if I was down there tonight. I'm already on the Spurs tonight. They have to get involved. Look who it is. Coach Young, our basketball guru of choice. You can catch Betting Above the Rim, the great podcast. You can catch him on Coast to Coast regularly as well and across many platforms on Sports Grid TV and radio, left and right. Coach, good to see you. We got women's Final Four tonight at NLE in Tampa in the Gulf Coast in Florida, Southwest side, baby. And a couple of great games when you really think about it.
Yeah, really some great games tonight down in Tampa. Really, they do a good job down by Tampa Bay at the Final Four. Hopefully everybody has a good time. I miss going down there. First game, 7 o'clock. Obviously, you have Texas and South Carolina rematch. They've played twice already. They've split. I'm going to go with South Carolina minus the 4.5. I think they're the better team. They're more experienced, better depth, better coaching. That's no disrespect for the Vic Schaefer. Minus a 4.5. To go with that, Malaysia for Wiley, over 12.5 points.
Listen, Forelli?
Forelli. Malaysia for Wiley, Forelli, Fucelli, whatever you want to call her, over 12.5 points. Shop around. Some folks had her at 11.5. But Forelli, when she gets 20-plus minutes, has gone over this 14 out of 18. Last time out she played them, she was only 2 of 10 from the floor. She's their best guard. Raven Johnson goes to the bench. Nightcap, UConn. No one's playing better than them. You know I've been on them for 2 months. I'm going to lay the 7.5 against UCLA. I wouldn't blame it if people wait this out because UConn does get off the slow starts. And if I'm Corey Close, the national coach of the year, congrats to Corey. Did a great job, obviously, at UCLA. I'm not letting Paige get 30. I'm sure as hell not Paige get 40. So what does that mean? That opens up the assists. You got Chen. You got Fun. You got Strong. You got a multitude of people who can knock down shots. Paige Becker's over 4.5 assists tonight.
All right, NBA props for tonight that you got for me.
Oh, I'm cooking like fish grease tonight. Kings minus 10.5 versus the Hornets. 2-2 against the spread their last four. I get it. 2-5 against the spread. So I'm going to go with the Kings minus the 10.5. Remember, they played about 6 weeks ago. They beat them by 32. Hornets are tanking. Next, Bulls. They've been particularly good, Pharrell. 7-2-1 against the spread the last 10 games. They're playing for positioning. Blazers are on a back-to-back. Give me the minus 6. And although it's on the road, another back-to-back tonight. Now it's Denver going to play the Warriors. Warriors on the second leg, had to travel from L.A. Give me the Nuggets on the money line.
And you have some player props.
Who got the props? Coach got the props. First one, Nikola Jokic, over 48.5. Seems easy, considering he got the 81, I don't know, last game. Over 41 out of 65 games so far this year, over in his last three. Second, Austin Reeves, over 4.5 assists. For all of you, really think about it, Luka, you know, LeBron, how much do they play tonight? How much do they need it? It's against a really bad team in the Pelicans. Over 48 of his 68 games so far this year. Austin Reeves over 4.5 assists. And Klay Thompson, sneaky big game, Pharrell. You have the Clippers and you have Dallas. I'm going Klay over 12.5. Over three straight games, 5 out of 6 versus the Clippers. Over in both matchups today. Give me all day Klay over 12.5.
Now, real quick, your thoughts. Let's say the Warriors and Lakers hook up in the playoffs at some point. Would you take the Dubs or the Lakers? You saw the Dubs beat them last night. And secondly, real quick, what do you think of Ja has lost his mind, just doesn't listen to anybody, doesn't care. He's pointing guns. He's doing this, getting fined, doesn't listen. They're going to get rid of him.
Well, number one, I think if they play in the playoffs, if Luka plays the way Luka's playing, he didn't play well last night. I'm taking the Lakers over the Warriors. I'm more concerned about the Lakers if they play someone like Denver because of the size. As for Ja, Pharrell, we've been down this road 4 times. The guy got warned. He should have got fined and suspended when he did it against the Warriors. And to come back the next game and do it again, the guy does not care. They fired their coach, obviously Taylor Jenkins. If I am Memphis, I got Bain, I got Jaren Jackson Jr., and I get Ja and his father and that entourage and get him the hell out of Memphis and try to get what I can, because some team desperately will take him and give up the farm.
Who do you like tomorrow night in the two games? Florida against obviously, I'm tripping
Auburn,
against Auburn, and then Duke Houston.
I like Florida on the money line. Thomas Hauck to get a three and minus about 150. I like Houston plus the 5.5. Emmanuel Sharp, three plus made threes at plus money. I look at Tyrese Proctor, three plus threes plus money.
So Houston, Florida in a national championship, who wins that?
You know, I've been on Houston since January. Huger, it's all Cougar time, baby. All at the Cougars.
Slow down, son. That's not going to go well for you tomorrow night. Have a lousy weekend, coach.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, I know this. Everybody loves leftovers.
Everybody does love leftovers. Of course, we're getting ready for the Masters next week, but we've had years-long drama with this PGA Tour versus the Saudi PIF, or them trying to come together, an agreement. Apparently, the PGA Tour rejected a $1.5 billion investment offer from the Saudis. The PIF wanted two things. They wanted a guarantee that LIV Golf would continue to operate, and they wanted Yasser, who's, of course, the guy that runs everything for them. He also owns Newcastle, etc. Yasser Rumanen would serve as the co-chair of PGA Tour Enterprises. Allegedly, according to the story, those were both non-starters for the PGA. Both of those were non-starters to agree to either thing, so they turned down the $1.5 billion. I would not expect anything that involves them guaranteeing LIV survival. I think that they want it out, and they're going to try to... I think any deal is not going to have anything in there that says it's guaranteed to stay. That'll be my guess.
Yeah, I think that not only that, I think they're never going to do a deal.
That would not surprise me at this point. I remember a couple years ago, you had the two of them sitting there on CNBC acting like everything, well, you know, we're all big merger. Nothing has happened since that day. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not happening. The PGA doesn't need them.
The PGA, right. I mean, look, are there a couple guys they'd obviously want back playing in their tournaments? Bryson,
et cetera? That's their problem. That's their problem. Those players took the money, and now they regret it. They got all their money. Shut up. You got your money. Shut up. Quit playing golf then. Go play on the TGL. Go do something else. I don't want to hear it.
The top 20 tennis stars in the world, the top 10 men, the top 10 women, all got together. This includes Joker, Jannik Sinner, Coco Gauff, everybody, signed a letter to the heads of the four major tennis tournaments asking for what else? More money. They want more prize money, and they want more say in what they call, quote, decisions that directly impact us. The tennis players want to be in control, Scotty.
You mean like, you know, Jack Sinner gets to make decisions on who gets to use drugs and still win slams? That guy make decisions, the guy that juices?
Yeah,
no thanks. To make the why don't you guys all shut up, too, and have a sandwich? I'm not listening to the guy that cheats and gets away with it, and they let him cheat. They're like the UFC. We do our own drug testing. Well, no one tells us who's high around here. I mean, this guy, White, is unbelievable. The tennis people, are you kidding me? What a bunch of phony asses.
Two-time WNBA MVP Elena Deladon retires from basketball. Bye-bye.
She was a great player, and she takes care of her sister. Sister's like Cripple and takes care of her every day of her life, all day, every day. She's a phenomenal woman and was a great player.
And finally, from soccer, Kevin De Bruyne is going to leave Man City at the end of this season. He's been there a long time.
He's won 50 cups. He's won everything.
He's won a lot there, and he's going to go new challenges for him at the end of this year.
All right, for all of finish, former UFC fighter Suman Motarian, I think that's his name, was the target, allegedly, of a Sydney gangland assassination plot. What the F? They canceled an event because they thought the guy was going to get assassinated at it. There were people trying to kill him. Like, what is going on here? And you thought they had problems with the PIF. Alaska Airlines incident on the FBI radar. A flight crew restrains a screaming passenger. Wait a minute. Doesn't that happen on every flight now? Everywhere. There's some kind of lunatic on every plane. Jack the Ripper's identity revealed after DNA breakthrough. Historian says Jack the Ripper has been exposed. He has had a long run, this guy, of no one knowing who he was. The Ripper in the streets of London. New Jersey cop suspended after she was charged with her hubby for allegedly having sex in front of their kids and then sharing all the nude photos. What a disaster. NYPD cops allegedly had sex in the precinct office. Abandoned their duties to spend time together, everybody having nookie down at the precinct. What is going on here? Teen cyber truck driver had a blood alcohol content, twice the legal limit, cocaine in the system at the time of the fatal crash that killed two friends. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. Oh, my God. The travesty of these stories today. GTD is next with the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri. Get my app, Serge Farrell. It's badass. Enjoy both the women's and men's Final Fours. We'll see you Monday at 3 on Coast to Coast.